Hello, everyone. You're listening to The Michael Amadei Show, episode 613, New Beginnings. Well, it's been a while since we've talked last. The last episode, 612, was recorded on February 20th of this year. Since then, I've performed a lot of shows with the Flying W Wranglers in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Also at Shepherd of the Hills Lutheran Church in Centennial, Colorado. I've been involved in quite a few creative endeavors, just back-to-back work, consistently doing creative work, the things I love. And I'm very thankful for that. And I've been so focused on that that it's been hard for me to come back and say, well, what is it that I want to say? If you go back and you look through these podcasts, the last year and a half have been me really saying, what is there to say right now? What can I say? It has been me kind of doing false jumps in and out of trying to get this thing going again. It's been very frustrating. And as I came into the end of the summer season, the fall season this year at the Flying W, I found myself kind of letting down into the place that sometimes you do after you've come off a huge project, where I started feeling sick. I started feeling tired. I didn't have energy to talk to anybody. I didn't have energy to engage in much at all. And I found myself needing quiet, needing time, cutting out every other distraction that could be out there. And in that moment, I started looking at the people that I know and that I love and that I appreciate, the creative people. And I noticed several things, not all, but most of them are dealing in some way with some sense of feeling stifled or feeling like they're not able to access the creativity that they know is within them. They're having a hard time having their projects become completed. And I realized that's in me as well. And I've realized there's things that I've done to help free up that energy within me. And as I started thinking about this, I also started, you know, taking into account what the world is like now. The world is such a fraught and upsetting place. If you're listening to the media, if you see the news coming from different places in the world, in our own world here, or in our own country here, this is being recorded on the night of the mass shooting in Maine. This is stories that are just all too familiar, destructive stories. And the thing that this makes me think is that we need more creativity. We need more connection. We need more problem solving. We need more love in our world. And when I think of creativity, when I think of creative people, that's what I think of. That's what I think creative work and creative thinking and creative vision takes us. To me, it is a powerful skill to be creative, and it is something that is worthwhile. And I think if we're lucky enough to be someone who kind of identifies as that type of person or sees the world that way, we have a bit of an obligation to try to help others do the same. So this is what I'm going to do. Starting tonight, I will be going back to the one podcast a day framework, and I will be doing a different short topic on creativity, on personal leadership, and then eventually into creative team leadership. How do you find a team of people to work with? How do you execute your vision with those people, allowing them to have their own creative vision as well? How do you work together? But even if you're not going to get to that point, how do you lead yourself? How do you access that inside of you? How do you wake yourself up? And how do we react to this culture of fear with something other? And in fact, I will end that line with a quote from Steven Spielberg, which I love. Think about this, especially as it feels right now in the world. Replace fear with curiosity. That's Steven Spielberg, and I completely agree. So tomorrow, we're going to start with curiosity, but I'll let you know more about that tomorrow. If you want to follow me, you can, michaelamadei.com. Also look me up on Instagram, Facebook, all of that. I'll be the guy in the cowboy hat, but this also will start to spread out to that. Probably within a few weeks, this will also become a video podcast as well. And there'll be some content out there for people to follow. I think I've finally really clicked into the thing that I can really share as I go through my trials and tribulations, as you go through yours. But if you want to come on this journey with me, I'll be here every day, probably in the morning over coffee, which is coming up pretty soon. So until next time, until tomorrow morning, I want you to have a great night, and I'll see you for episode 614. But until then, make sure that you're living courageously, that you're living creatively. Good night.